Guy's name is Justin Moore, and the song is called Small Town USA. Kicked it off with Jessica Andrews. Zach and Jim Show, it's about 6 minutes, almost 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. And Jim Coney, every other Wednesday, a little after 9 o'clock, we do a thing we like to call the Balad Update
from over there in Iraq.
And I think this is our first female soldier to be on the Balad Update.
I really think it is. I bet she's a lot better looking than the other guys we've talked
to. I think so, too. We have with us Captain Allison Bergstrom calling us live. Hello, Allison.
Hello. How you guys doing?
We are doing great. Now, do you prefer Allison or Captain?
I actually go by Allie.
Allie. Oh, there we go. Well, Allie, let me tell you, first of all, we want to say to you, thanks for what you do for Zach and Jim and our country. We do appreciate that and the sacrifices that you give. And I know that you've got your husband is back here, and we're going to start out by letting you give him a little message over the radio. So tell him what you think.
Awesome. Well, hi, honey. I hope you're having a good day so far. I know you just got started with work. I miss you, and I love you, and I can't wait to see you for R&R in just 2 weeks.
Two weeks, wow.
2 weeks for the R&R. Now, what's your husband's first name?
It's Mark.
And so what is Mark busy doing while you're over there fighting in Iraq?
He is an applications engineer for a hydraulic cylinder company right there in Temple. They design and manufacture hydraulic cylinders, so he's keeping busy with that and trying to keep up the house and take care of the dog, you know.
So you kind of say his job is up and down? Hydraulics.
Oh, I get it. I'm up and down.
Now, Allie, we understand you have a dog. You want to give a shout-out to your dog?
Heck yeah, Layla. She's the cutest dog in the whole world. Don't anybody tell you different, Layla.
I'll bet she misses you. I bet Mark and the dog both.
I just hope she remembers me when I
come. She will. So tell us, what do you do over there?
Yeah, what's your daily job?
Day-to-day basis.
Well, I guess in a general sense, there's kind of two kinds of troops over here. You got your combat troops, and you've got your logistics or support troops. I fall into the logistics realm, and my unit and specifically my job would be similar to something like an operations officer for a forward freight company. And by that, what I mean is if we track and help coordinate and plan all equipment moving around on those logistics convoys throughout Iraq.
Wow.
So anything coming into Iraq, coming out of Iraq, and moving between bases in Iraq, we're actually watching those convoys move every day and tracking where that equipment is going. And, you know, it's anything from, like, water and food that soldiers are using every day that they need to survive to equipment that a unit needs to deploy or redeploy back to the states with.
Hey, let me ask you, does anything ever fall off one of those trucks and end up in your sleeping quarters?
Not legally.
as far as we know, no.
Right.
You know, we were talking before we went on the air that Jim and I have both been over there a couple of times with 4th ID and 1st Cav, and, you know, eating at the DFAC every day. We really found that there was some great choices. What is your favorite food to eat at the DFAC?
You know, I really like the taco bar, and their lasagna is actually really good, too. But you know what? Nothing can beat the Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
Yeah, we know that.
We know that. You know, we always tell this story that when we first, the first time we came over, we said, you know, we're not going to drink. We're going to live right. We're not going to eat a lot. We're going to lose weight. Well, no way. We ate Baskin-Robbins and came back. We gained weight.
Yeah, because we ate like six times a day, but... Well, Allison, you know, we've been hearing...
It's hard not to over here, though.
Right, absolutely. We've been hearing, you know, that there's been a couple of mortar attacks in the IZ in Baghdad. Now, you're not in Baghdad, but how are things where you are in Balad as far as any fighting or any situations like that?
You know, my particular job, thankfully, I guess, for me, selfishly, I don't have to really experience that much day-to-day. My job is more of an office setting, and, you know, we still get our share of mortar attacks like any FOB, but all in all, the experience I have is pretty quiet.
Well, that's great. Now, do you get a chance to, not being familiar with where you're at, do you have a chance to leave and go to any surrounding areas like markets or anything? Do you do that?
No, you know, I've never been outside the bottle since I was here. My last appointment, I did go outside the bottle a little bit, but it was just for, we actually ran convoys, my unit, at that time. But no, I've never experienced any of the local culture, so to speak, you know, with the markets and that kind of thing. Never been able to experience that.
Hey, we understand that you really come from a big military background.
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. Sometimes I forget, but yeah, it really was kind of all around when I was growing up.
So your parents were in the, the Army?
Yeah, my mom and dad were both in the Army. My sister is currently in the Air Force. My grandpa was in the Air Force, and I have an aunt and an uncle that were also in the Army.
Wow.
That's very good. It's great to see a family like that that does their part to support our military, and you're carrying on the tradition. And so down the road, when you have kids, will you point them towards the military?
You know, I'm going to certainly, with my husband, let our children make their own decisions. I think the military is a good place for a lot of people, and it's probably not the right fit for some people, just kind of depending on your personality. But it certainly has a lot of opportunities, and, you know, I hope our kids make the decision that they want for their lives. And
yeah, you know,
certainly wouldn't deny them the chance to join the military.
Jim got denied by the Merchant Marines. He tried to get in, and they wouldn't. Some people just don't have it.
Of course, what's going to happen is Allison's going to have to get back home and spend a little time before we start talking about any kids
or anything like that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, Allie, tomorrow, every Thursday, we talk with General Rick Lynch from Fort Hood. We're going to put in a good word.
Oh, yeah?
See if we can get you bumped up in rank, okay?
That'd be great. Thanks.
You know, pay raise, a little something there. Okay.
Well, Captain, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today, and we, again, appreciate what you do and the sacrifice, and we look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks when you come home for R&R.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
All right, Captain Allison Bergstrom on the segment we call the Bolad Update.
We're at Freedom Jeep Chrysler in Killeen.
Allie, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.